From the moment he walked into the Collingwood Football Club, he has been an ornament to the game. He's been one of the most professional sports people I've ever seen, Das. And this week, he becomes the greatest Collingwood player as far as games played and the longest-serving captain of the Collingwood Football Club. I'll never forget, Das, the draft that Pendles came to Collingwood. Xavier Ellis and Dale Thomas were the talk of the town. Who was going to go first? Who would Collingwood pick? Collingwood picked Dale Thomas, of course. Xavier Ellis went to Hawthorn, became a premiership player in his own right. And Derek Hind, the recruiting guru at the Collingwood Football Club, pulled me aside and he said, there's a kid that we want to really get. I'm not sure if we go with our first pick. I think we can get him at pick six. And I said, what about in the second round? He said, no, he'll be gone by then. This kid's he's a basketballer. He has something special about him. The way he moves is quite spectacular. I just think that there is something special about this kid. His name is Scott Pendlebury. He was picked and he is now going to break Tony Shaw's record. He's going to break Nathan Buckley's record. He has gone past this season Gordon Coventry's record, and he joins us on the line this morning. One of the greats of all time, Scott Pendlebury. Good morning, Scotty.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for the nice welcome on the show.
Good on you, mate. You can tell I'm a little bit emotional. I was watching the highlights and introducing you last night on Footy Classified, and I was just saying to Das when the song was on, by some fluke, I'm actually going to be able to get to the game. I was heartbroken that I was going to miss you. You're breaking the record. You copped an injury, mate. Did the right thing for me. And as a result of that, all us Magpies will be together on Monday night when we take on Port Adelaide. And we salute you going on for the 314th time in a black and white jumper.
Yeah, it's it's been an exciting journey. And when I walked in to hear those names that I'll go past this weekend, is you'd never dream of doing that. And they're icons of the club and famous names. So it's very humbling to be able to do that this weekend. And I think even better, it's such an important game for the football club and a big clash, which is really exciting for me and the boys up here.
Scotty, when you look back, and as Ed said, to draft night, and you're the young boy with a basketball background, and you come from down Gippsland way, and now, with plenty more in the tank, Scotty, you've got your team in the finals again. You couldn't be in better shape. Personally, the way you're going about it, and as a captain, your premiership player, Norm Smith, six-time All-Australian, do you ever catch yourself for a moment and go, wow, this couldn't have turned out much better?
At times, you reflect. I suppose at the end of every season, for me personally, I reflect on the year that's just been, and then the nature of AFL, you sort of got to start gearing yourself up for another off season and then a pre-season. So I think most players say it, that when they're finished, they'll reflect a bit more. And as players, we live such in the moment, and then it's always the next challenge. And I suppose that's the most daunting thing for me over my career has always been, can you back it up? Can you do it from game to game, from season to season? And that challenge is one that never goes away.
And what I love, there's been a poll, Ed, of all the things that Scotty Pendlebury's achieved, and we just rolled through a few of them. As a Norm Smith medal winner, premiership player, games record. The Collingwood fans have been polled, and the number one thing that they remember the most is you bouncing a ball on a pigeon's head and it coming back up. Scotty, tell us about that moment.
Yeah, it's quite unique, isn't it? I had no idea it was happening. I'm just glad the ball come back to me because I would look like quite a fool. I'm not the fastest guy out there, so I don't get to have a bounce too often, but it all worked out luckily, and I think we kicked the goal from it.
Was the pigeon okay? You go back and check on the bird?
Yeah, no, he was fine. He gave me a wink and kept going on his merry way.
Two parts of your career that we heard in the beautiful introduction there of your highlights. Dennis Committee calling it, there's the young man ran in to kick a goal. That was the goal to put Collingwood in front in the drawn final against the West Coast Eagles over in Perth. So tense were we, Das, that my wife Carla did her knee. She had it wrapped around her leg, and we were sitting there tense, so tense that when she unwrapped her leg, she'd done her knee.
Oh, wow.
She had to limp into the rooms after the game. But, Scotty, you got the ball open up and ran to that open goal with so much on the line. What is it like when you're running with Sharon in hand at Subiaco Oval, as it was in those days, and they're screaming at you and you put the Pies in front and go through in a final? That is boys' own annual stuff.
Yeah, it's probably one of my definite highlights in my career. This is my second year playing over there against the reigning premiers and knocking them off in extra time. And I always say that I'm extremely lucky that at Collingwood, early in my career, we played a lot of finals football. So, you hear clubs now talk about finals, but you can't really explain to young guys who've never played finals before. So to be exposed so often, so early in my career, it really drives the meaning of team success and why you do what you do. So I remember running in, I remember watching the vision back and thought, why didn't I run all the way? I think I ended up kicking it from about 20 metres out when I could have run the whole way. So if I hadn't missed it, remember Alan Richardson saying to me, lucky you kicked it, because if I hadn't missed it, I reckon Mick might have been on the ground pretty quickly. So, yeah, luckily it went through, and yeah, it was a phenomenal game to be a part of.
No luck involved. And the other one I just want to ask you, Dust, yeah, before you go, is Grand Final Day 2020. You were really sick in the first game. I think you had...
2010.
2010. What did I say? 20.
Yeah. 2010. Forecasting. I like that.
Oh, God, 20. Exactly. Well, that's it. Still to come. 2010. You had gastro the first week, and you were really sick. The second week, what was it like for you out there on the ground when the ball was in your hand all the time, Pies were on top, the premiership comes, and you're the Norm Smith medalist?
Yeah, it was just a really special day. I think, you know, obviously not performing very well in the first one, to have the opportunity to make amends in the second one. Personally, you know, I really wanted to make sure I did my bit for the side so we could be a premiership club. And I, you know, I think, you know, the second week, the way we handled the draw leading into the second grand final was phenomenal. And then obviously everything sort of went right on that day for us. And most guys played, you know, really good football, and, you know, even Swanee turned into a bit of a tagger there for a period of time to really make sure we kept foot on throat. And yeah, it's just amazing to be able to play in a premiership. Those memories and, you know, those games seem like they're only yesterday. And it was a great group of guys who really enjoyed themselves on and off the field. And, you know, we didn't get to have our 10-year reunion this year, but we have had one every other year. So it's been a great group.
Hey, Scotty, going the full cycle as a young player, and it's a pretty selfish game, AFL football, is that you're so dedicated to what you do. But then as your life goes on, you've got married, the beautiful Alex, and the two young kids, Jax and Darcy. How's that changed? You're a really fastidious preparer for a game. Have you had to sort of relax a bit as you've got older, or have you still found a way to get that balance right?
Yeah, I think I was probably before kids even started to relax, doing a bit of work with, you know, sports psych and, you know, sort of OCD, which most athletes have. You just stress to me the importance of controlling what I need to control, but don't become, you know, so involved in the process that you forget to enjoy the moment. So I've certainly stepped back and enjoy more of what I do now, and more of the process, and enjoy the steps along the way. And I think family just gives you that great balance. And, you know, now I just want to be a great husband, a great father to the two kids, and you know, and obviously, you know, mum and dad support along the way, and my brothers, you know, I've had a great network around me to allow me to do what I do, but I enjoy sharing it with those guys equally as much.
And Scotty, you've gone up the family tree and found out that you're descended from a boxing champion.
Yeah, we dad was adopted, and yeah, we sort of, I think it was like maybe 10 years ago now, we tried to find him, and yeah, he was the, I think it was the middleweight or welterweight champion of England at one stage there. And I remember going to Barry Michael's gym up in Melbourne when we were in Sale, and trying to chase him down. We couldn't track him down. But, yeah, there was a bit of boxing blood in the family, which explains sort of why my dad used to get in a few biffs when he was playing football, and why us boys are so interested in boxing.
Now, is this my emotions just coming through, Darcy, or am I imagining, is there a magpie warbling behind you up wherever you are at the moment at Twin Waters?
There was just then, yes.
Oh, I love it. It's fantastic. This is one of the highlights of my life, Darf. Can I just say this, Darcy? You can rattle off the stats. It'll be 314 games on Monday night, the record. Collingwood captain record 2014. Premiership player Norm Smith, six-time All-Australian you mentioned. Five-time Copeland Trophy winner. But here's the clincher, Dust. Scotty has finished in the top three of the Collingwood best and fairest in a pretty hot team 10 times.
It's amazing.
There's only one other person who's done that who's a current player, and that's Gary Ablett Jr. I mean, that is just phenomenal. And not only that, Dust, but I reckon we're talking to a future coach in the making. He is, as I said, a total professional. It's something you actually love the intricacies of the game, don't you, Scotty?
Yeah, I do. And I think that's, I think just playing basketball, I always had a passion for the coaching side of it. And it's so tactical in basketball. And I think football sort of moved towards that, you know, most sides now zoning. And it's been around for a few years, but I love trying to figure out how you break that down, how you expose it, how you don't get exposed yourself. And yeah, definitely the coaching path is something that I want to get involved in a couple of years when I finish playing footy.
Well, Scotty, we celebrate what you're doing. Congratulations. They're amazing milestones and plenty more to come. I still want to keep an eye on the Copeland Trophy voting, Ed. I'm just, because Nathan Buckley's got six Copelands. He's voting on, just not sure that he's trying to squeeze Scotty out of that record. I want to just get a bit of an inquiry into that, Scotty. But
I want to inquire into the All Australianers. He's been absolutely ripped off on the All Australians. Should have lost another two or three.
Well, I'm just hoping I get selected this week by Bucks.
Yeah, exactly. There's always that.
He's still got that up his sleeve. Scotty, always great to catch up with you. He's a great man, Scotty Pendle. We're breaking all the records for the Collingwood Football Club this week. Thank you, Pendles.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Good on you, mate. Scotty Pendlebury. Yeah. And he would have gone past Kevin Bartlett's record for 200 games at the MCG this year too, Dan. So hopefully next year that'll be another record going in the back pocket of Scott Pendlebury, an absolute champion of the game.